And this man became very angry. And you know what? Again, I don't condone violence, but the kid shouldn't have had the finger up in the air either, okay, if that's what he did. So I'm going to take a look at the tape, and I'll let you know.
So is that the threshold? Is just the wrong gesture, and it's okay to clock him?
Well, I think that's a terrible gesture, if you want to know the truth. I mean, we can say, oh, it doesn't matter, but I think it's a terrible gesture. And, you know, it's interesting. These people are disruptors. They're not protesters. They're disruptors. They're professional disruptors in some cases. But that's all they do. They stand up and they disrupt. And if somebody did that at a Bernie rally, many of these people come from Bernie. And, you know, I have tremendous young people also. We have a whole level of young people. I can't even believe it, how young my audience is. But if they ever went to Bernie's rallies and did the same thing, I want to tell you, you would be so angry with me. Nobody talks about it, but you would be so against me. It's a whole different standard when it comes to a Republican conservative versus a liberal. If people went to their rallies and disrupted their rallies like my rallies are disrupted, the press would stick up for them and would make all sorts of excuses about how terrible it is. So, you know, we have two standards in this country. It's very unfortunate. The press is extremely dishonest.